Jesus' name, amen. Stand with me and read one scripture with me. I think it will speak to all mothers and everybody who's here to share with them, celebrate them today. It's one of the most powerful scriptures come out of a mother's mouth. Was setting an example for us to have total victory at all times. In John chapter 2, verse 5, this is a powerful scripture. This is a scripture that has no respect for circumstances or situation. If you're listening this morning, whether you're a mother or not, you will handle every situation in your life in power. Look at that fifth verse. In a condition, in a situation that it seemed like nothing could be done, but she made this statement, this one statement here in John 2:5. His mother, talking about Jesus' mother, said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Every person under the sound of my voice just stepped in total victory. But at one voice. But at one voice. It still holds the same power and the same glory. You have to listen to see what he's saying to you. And whatever, I don't care how it look, how you feel, what statistics say is not going to work. But whatsoever he says to you, always are words of miracles. Y'all didn't get it. When you go to the word of God, you sitting there reading the word of God, and God speak to you, whatever he says, he will bring to pass. At his wedding, I may talk about it some more, but at his wedding, they had run out of wine. And the mother of Jesus knew his power. And she said, I don't know what that boy going to say to you. But whatever he say, follow what he say. I'm saying the same thing to you. I don't know what he going to say to you. But whatever he say, you may be seated. Knowing how to surrender to the plans of God. Listen, I'm going to introduce this message, all right? The plans of God will not yield to the natural. Neither demonic power. Now y'all right there. You will have to learn in the spirit how to live to a year life. What kind of life I said?
A year.
Year life, all right. Many miracles and signs are missed by yielding to the normal path. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna read that again. Because you better go into your miracle.
Yes, sir.
See the normal path. That's what Satan wants you to take, the normal path. But see, you designed by God to move in path that pass understanding. All understanding. I believe from this morning, along as we celebrate mothers with fathers and everybody else in here, if you learn how to surrender to the plan of God as a mother teaching us, Mary going to teach us some things this morning. Whatsoever he said to you, do it. That's powerful. That's not a normal path. Because you got too many other voices trying to tell you what else to do. But we got to tune into the voice of God. What I said? We got to tune into the voice of Jesus. We got to tune into the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's time for a change. It's time for you to walk in your total victory. Let's celebrate this Mother's Day right. What's there he says to you? That's the mother talking. The mother of Jesus. She's laying a pattern out. What's there he says? You know, at the wedding, they come up with the best wine they ever had. Because they followed the instruction. You cannot enjoy your walk with God unless you're going to walk by faith. Amen. Now, I'm going to make some powerful statements. I want you to hear them. I don't know how far I'm going to get on this. Because I'm already gone. Some boys singing like this, singing this. Got me all crying and all stood up. Now, I want to say this to you again. See, I don't know how far I'm going to get, but I want you to register what the Lord is saying. Many miracles and signs are missed by yielding to the normal path. Let me say this to you. I hear the Spirit saying this. To walk with God, you're going to have to be abnormal. The average person will not understand you if you're walking with God. But don't let them stop you. And don't let them change you. A lot of times you got to walk by yourself. Let's follow the steps of Jesus' mother into the realm of the plans of God for our lives today. I know you won't hear this. You will begin to get results that you never have seen before. Well, thank you so much. Let me point over here. You will begin to get results. Let me say it like this then. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. You will begin to get results. Thus said the Lord. You will begin to get results that you have never seen before. From this day forward, you will begin to walk in new results by the power of the Holy Ghost. So go ahead and celebrate your new results. Your normal way of living is over. Here's how it works. By yielding to the leading and voice of heaven's plan. Plans, P-L-A-N-S. No matter what anyone else says. Don't let nobody judge me. I love Jesus. I'm all out for God. You won't be casual and stuck up. It's up to you. But I'm loose. Yeah, hallelujah. Now here's something you have to, I'm going to emphasize. For I'm not giving you a principle yet. I'm just giving you a direction. I got some more scripture I got to read. By yielding to the leading and voice of heaven plans, no matter what anyone else says, knowing how to surrender to the plans of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to surrender to the plan of God and receiving all his benefits. Listen to what he said. Knowing how to surrender to the plans of God and receiving all of his benefits. See some of y'all shaking, y'all cold? He said, no. Here's something you got to know about his benefit. Supply. How much supply do God have? And if you're leaning anywhere in your life this morning, if you're leaning, if there's a place that look crippling in your life, if there's a gate open that shouldn't be open, or if there's a gate closed that should be open, I want you to listen to me.
Yes,
sir. No, not surrender to the plan of God. Supply, support, submission, then manifestation. Supply, support, submission, then manifestation. Whatever he says to you, do it. Listen now. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what the situation look like.
Come on.
Yes. Wait a minute. Thus said the Lord. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. Anybody listening?
Yes, sir.
See, we're in a realm here. We're in a realm with no respect of no opposition. We're in a realm of no respect from no satanic attack. We're in the realm of whatsoever. Doesn't matter what the situation looks like. Now, this is going to kind of shock you a little bit. But here where we have a problem. Knowing the difference between ego and your being. Knowing the difference between ego and your being. You've got to operate in your being. You got to come out of your ego. Because your ego, Satan going to rule you in your ego. But when you get in your being, you rule him. Thank you so much. Here's a mother that cut the path for us. Just following the instructions, all she did. Under her guardians, understanding the powerful mystery and histories of Jesus' mother, and began to apply. Under her guardians, understanding the powerful mysteries and histories of Jesus' mother, and began to apply. I didn't mess it up. You know, they start praying to Mary. You don't pray to Mary. Mary didn't go on a cross. But we're going to begin to see some principles for a few moments. I'm not going to hold you long. I know you got all your stuff gathered. I bought my wife a gift trying to knock her out. She leaned a little bit. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. And I want you to grasp this, because this is going to supply you with abilities that cannot be stopped. I'm going to give you a principle, and I'm going to give you a scripture to see it in action, that the Holy Spirit can speak to you. Here's what it is. Hearing enough of God instruction to surrender. Yeah, you want to put yourself in a position of hearing enough of God instruction so you can surrender. Once you get in a surrendering position with God, my, there's no telling what God will do for you and through you. So I want you hearing enough of the mother of Jesus is going to show us about that. She didn't know how to handle that when they say she'd been chosen to bring Jesus into the world. The angel had to instruct her. That's what we're about to read. But she heard enough instruction to surrender to the plan of God. All right, here in Luke 1:26. Just want to read it a little bit. We're talking about, we're celebrating Mother's Day, but we're celebrating the mother of Jesus, showing us how to follow Jesus. And the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. I'm in Luke 1:26. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou highly favored." I want to tell you this morning, because you're a child of God. Oh my goodness, the Holy, you are highly favored. Good God Almighty. Everybody under the sound of my voice, the Lord want me to tell you, you're highly favored. And you know what happens when you get under the favor of God? Huh? If somebody around you don't want to celebrate, just don't pay them no mind. I'm highly favored. Just let them set their all starch and everything. But when you say you're highly favored with God, every child of God walking under high favor. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, "I'm highly favored in the eyesight of God." Well, you know what that means? See, now you're really not going to understand it. She didn't understand it because she had to walk through some instruction. Let's walk through the instruction. Sit down. Verse 28. The angel came into her and said, "Hail, hold up here. Thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. And blessed." Come on, mama. Come on, Mother's Day. "Blessed art thou among women." Every woman under the sound of my voice, you blessed today. Every mama, what? Walk like you're blessed. Talk like you're blessed. Think like you're blessed. Because you are blessed. The Lord want me to tell you this morning. You're not a regular mom. You're not a regular mother. You're blessed. You're a blessed mother. Okay, who turned their back on you? I got God. How dare you to walk around you like a regular mother? You anointed. Highly favored. Every now and then you ought to sing, "I got the favor of God on me." You ain't never said it, so say it now. "I got the favor of God." I showed her, she told her she was highly favored, right? But she still don't understand. She got to hear more instruction. She don't understand that. The angel talking to her. And she don't have it yet, so you got to keep giving her instruction. Finally, she's going to get it. See, he got to give her some more instruction. Why? 20 of it, and the angel came to her, said, "Hail, thou highly favored." You underline that? "The Lord is with thee." Number two. "Blessed art thou among women." Number three. "And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying." See, that's what happened when you get in the other realm. And cast in her mind, "What manner of, what are you talking about? Salutation should this be?" And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary." Oh, Lord. "For thou hast found favor with God." From this Mother's Day forward, every mother under the sound of my voice is coming up this morning with a dynamic favor. And I'm hearing in the spirit, mothers listening to me, and fathers and everybody else, I'm hearing in the spirit, this favor is about to change the flavor in your life. That wash was stinky, gonna smell good. You understand what I'm saying, right? That wash was hindering you, gonna be a stepping stone for you. Come on, let me put it on you this morning. Everything changed this morning. Verse 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. It's talking about being a mother, isn't it? And you call his name Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, my. How can I say this, Lord? When you got born again, the same thing that happened to Mary. Oh man, they don't even hear me, bro. The Lord just told me that. The same thing that happened to Mary when Jesus was born in Mary's bosom. When you got born again, the same Jesus was born in you. My man, I can't hardly finish it. And the same Jesus, what? Called his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now the angel is actually ministering to her to be able to receive the concept of the manifestation that is taking place in her life. I told you, hearing enough of godly instruction to surrender. She's going to surrender at the end. But she needs to have enough instruction to understand how powerful this really is. Are you listening to me? Now watch what happened. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary, you with me in verse 34? Unto the angel, how, oh my, shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. You ain't gonna need no man. Don't let no man become all your life. Don't let no woman become all your life. God is all your life. If a man put you down, why you won't die? Because a man put you down. This is not a man world. This is God world. Y'all get all upset. No, I don't know what I'm going to do in life. What, you got God? Got God for wisdom. I knew I helped somebody. I'm not here. I said, shoot, I'm crying. I'm quit all this crying. God dog it. Ask God what to do. Now, I'm going to hit a spot I'm not going to be in the handle, so I'm just going to, I'm going to it right now. She, instruction going on now. So you got to have right instruction to follow. You got to have right instruction to surrender. You see what I'm saying? You got to have right instruction to do something when your brain is freaking out on you. What are you doing? Your brain freaking out. But because you're about to go in another realm beyond your brain. Yeah. See, y'all stay branded too much. Y'all, this brand stuff, how she feel and how he feel. No, there's another realm. Yeah. How God think about it. I'm going with God, me. But we get too locked in the people and God up there trying to tell us, go ahead on, move, that's all right. Holy Ghost, I want you to drill here in a few minutes. See, she's trying to, in verse 34, sometime, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be seen? I know not a man. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the sons of God. Y'all follow me. Y'all don't know where I'm going. Y'all better follow me. And behold, something supernatural happened to your cousin Elizabeth. Our cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Mothers, y'all listen now at verse 37. Soak that in. Read it out loud. See, some of y'all ain't even moving your mouth. You ain't saying nothing. I'm going to give you one more chance. Read it out.
Holy God, nothing shall be impossible.
Say it again.
Holy God, nothing shall be impossible.
Now, you know that to read that voice and to receive that voice, you need instruction. See, he's been instructed all the while. An angel talking to Mary, trying to get her to receive it. For with God... See, you can't read that and just run off and say, be happy. Forgot with God. No, you got to stay there long enough to know why. For with God, nothing impossible. Come on now, somebody who's going through something now. But everybody else will say what they had to say. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Here we go now. Here we go. Here we're going to work for you, mama. Here we go. And Mary said, I'm convinced. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Angel said, she got it. The angel, I'm out of here. See, the instruction brought her into position to receive what he was saying to her. Now, that's the way it is with God. That's why God organized a church and set it up that you could be ministered to. Because a lot of times God going to talk to you, but you're going to need instruction to receive it. That's why this pulpit ain't nothing to play with. You need to be holy. You need to spend time with God when you come here. God, people here so they can get right instruction so they can receive whatever God is saying to them. All right? So, turn to Hebrews 1. I want you to catch this. I'm almost through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to catch this. Hebrews 1:14. Watch this statement. Let me see, I'm gonna make the statement first. Let me make the statement first, the principle. This journey will require angel assistance.
Yes,
if you're gonna surrender to the plan of God, you're gonna have to have angels assistance. Very little is known in the church about angels assistance. I bet you many angels have talked to you. But you gotta know how to hear them. You got to expect them to say something to you. Angel sister. How much power is a mother who knows she got angel sister? I didn't say angry assistant. I said angel sister. Because mom can get angry sometimes. Y'all can sit there and look all holy. I know y'all. Angel sister. Look at what it said in the 14th verse. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who should be to have salvation? So from now on, you recognize you got angel assistant. Sometimes you need to be quiet and let the angel tell you what to do and minister to you. And then we see in the 46th verse of Luke 1, go back there again. I don't care how bored you are, just sit here. Because we down in deep water right now. And God trying to, you want to shout and run. We ain't running right now. I want you to see the power. It's a whole lot better than that turkey you're going to eat today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know God is training you how to surrender to his plan? Do you know the suffering you have gone through is being answered today? Do you know your mindset, everything going to change? If you listen to this word, the Holy Spirit going to work on things for you and bring your joy back? Do you know why you're here this morning? You're here to move into another place of life by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Do you know God got a plan for you? God got plans for you you have never seen before, because God's plans are so wide, so big. Get ready to function in the plan of God. Oh, my goodness. The mother of Jesus, whatsoever he says to you, do it. The miracle came. The miracle. You're going to start having miracles in your life. You're going to have the instruction. Oh, my goodness. The instruction to God's plan is upon you now. You're going to know how to pause. You're going to know how to salah. In other words, sometimes it's important. The most organized thing in your life is to be still. And I'm going to add to that, shut up. Be still means shut up. And wait on God. What the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. We're moving too much. We done pulled 9 scriptures out and spitting them out, and we haven't heard them yet. See, that's what Satan wants. He wants to start saying things, but we haven't heard. See, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. See, sometimes we're pulling the Bible out too fast for other people, for the situation, and having not let it talk to us yet. Oh, my, y'all. Y'all appreciate this sometime in life. How are you going to be a happy mother without instruction in this world? Jesus Christ. They try to turn your little boys into sissies. And your little girls in the men. And you got to send them out there to them schools passing all these crazy laws. The Methodist Church had signed that it could have homosexual pastors. I don't want him. I don't want my grandchildren on him either. I'm quiet of them here. I'm going to go about 10, 15 more minutes. Letting the Holy Spirit flow in his fullness, then Luke 1:46. And Mary said, we talk about her again, you see. She went to visit her cousin. My soul does magnify the Lord. That's a good thing. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you see, when you move in the spirit, people who are just church members or just say they're Christian, they don't think you're moving in the spirit. Because they have let excitement and emotion took the place of having an experience. We are on the verge in the next few moments of having an experience with God. The excitement might come, you understand? Whoa, my goodness. But you got to slow down and give the Holy Spirit a chance to do in our midst what he want to do.
Yes.
Say, I yield.
I yield.
Let these next 10 minutes be an experience for you that you'll never forget. By just yielding to the Holy Spirit, giving the Holy Spirit. She said, let me try to read this to you. Oh, my goodness. In verse 47, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generation shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. And holy is his name. Has anybody here that God has done some great things in your life? You never had a chance to tell nobody else. But God did it. God got me out. And I won't praise him this morning for the mighty great thing that God has done for me. And nobody else could do it. And God has some great things in store for you. But you got to receive instruction. And you cannot have excitement cutting enlightenment off. Oh, get it? You can't let excitement, because Satan will bring some excitement. He don't want you to go no deeper. So he gets you excited before you get the enlightenment. Y'all hear me preaching here?
Yes,
see, excitement cannot stand on the same base with enlightenment. Enlightenment is saying we about to move and nobody gonna stop us. Excitement for a moment. See, it's just like, let me explain this to you, the Holy Spirit. It's just like joy. Joy and praise. No, it wasn't joy and praise. Pleasure. Pleasure on the outside. Joy. Pleasure will let you down. But joy will not. The joy of the Lord is my
strength.
See, joy come on the inside. Joy come when there's a visitation from God out of the norm. Just you and God. God on the inside, he begin to show you things that nobody can take from you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get on the inside of you. I know Kutele Basoa. Satan been cutting enlightenment off with excitement. Satan been cutting enlightenment off in the spirit realm by emotion. These few moments, I just want to emerge into the presence of God. And to know your situation is not too hard for God. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, listen to me now. Whatever you're dealing with is being dealt with right now. Because you're in his presence. I said you're in his presence. So there's no miracle, no sign, no wonder can be stopped in your life now. Get your joy back. You're looking for the joy on the outside. It's not on the outside. Joy is on the inside. Are you following me? Oh, my goodness. Lord, Whew. Let the Spirit flow in His fullness. I told you that, right? All right, let me give you two or three more. Always yielding to the Father. Sit down. Always yielding to the Father's business. Always yielding to the Father's business. All right, Luke 2:45. Always yielding to the Father's business. Now, I'm really preaching now. Now, yeah, you see, some people don't think I'm preaching because you ain't getting your little sound. But that sound is sardine when you need steak. Always yielding. See, Mary learned that she had to yield to the Father's business. Luke 2:45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him, talking about Jesus. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother, here we go, said unto him, "Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Dost deal with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Look what he said to her. And he said to her, "How is it that you sought me? Would you not that I must be about my father's business?" Look at verse 50. And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them, because it was too deep for them. "I must be about my father's business." Always yielding to the father's business. And we read in John 2:5, the masterpiece of victory the rest of your life. Go back to John 2:5 quickly. The masterpiece of victory for the rest of your life. I might close on that, honey. The masterpiece of victory for the rest of your life. I'm giving you this morning the masterpiece of victory for the rest of your life. That John 2:5, that's the masterpiece of victory for the rest of your life. See, what you heard this morning, I heard the masterpiece of victory for the rest of my life. I don't know what else he was saying, but I heard the masterpiece of victory for the rest of my life. Whatever he says to you, do it. If you run out of scriptures, or you run out of one way to turn this way. Whatever he says to you. Because what he says is going to sound stupid sometimes. Because he's not talking to your natural man. He's talking to your spirit man. And unless you're in the spirit, John said, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard." A lot of time when you're not in the spirit, you're not hearing. If mothers ever needed to hear, because them children talk to daddy, they talk to daddy, you know, but they're really leaning toward mama. Because daddy goes, "Go sit down, boy, you can handle that. Shut up." Talk to me like that. She followed him from the cradle to the cross. Two more things I'm going to tell you. Let me give you the scripture. John 19:25-27. She followed him from the graves of the cross. Now, this one I want you to get in my closing. You must understand there's resurrection power in every situation. Oh, y'all let that pass. You must understand there's resurrection power in every situation. I don't care what you're dealing with right here this morning, online. I don't care what you're dealing with. That in that situation is resurrection power. Write down Matthew 28, 1 through 8. You'll see it. And we close with this. Learn the power of following him all the way. Learn the power of following him all the way. Let's read three scriptures right quick, close. Acts 1:12. Turn to Acts 1:12. Acts 1:12. Then they returned, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is form of Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. Go to the next verse, 13. And when they were coming to they went up into the upper room where abode both Peter and James, John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew. Now give me the 14th verse. These all continue. Watch this now. Watch Mary. And these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary. He'd been crucified now. He'd been crucified, but she followed him all the way. Yes. Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brother. She was there with him. You see that? Yes, sir. I'm trying to close. Y'all ain't left nothing on the fire, right? Because I sense, and in the spirit of what I've been preaching for 57 years, we're right on the rim of a manifestation. I'm trying to close. I'm going to give you a few more highlighted points because I sense something selling. So you might want to take notes from these points. Whatever he says for you to do, he will make sure it work out in your favor when you follow his instruction, no matter how things look. You want to hear that again?
Yes, sir.
Listen to what he said. Whatever he says for you to do, he will make sure it work out in your favor when you follow his instruction, no matter how things look. You heard that? Miracles are always coming out of Jesus' mouth. When you read the scripture, Jesus don't talk without miracles coming out of his mouth. How did Jesus' mother come to this kind of faith in Jesus? You and I must get better acquainted with Jesus today. She was acquainted with him. She followed him all the way. Listen, it's time for us to drink the good wine of favor every day. Get ready for Jesus' glory to start manifesting in your life now. His being, his presence, his I am-ness. Mothers, let Jesus manifest his glory through you. Everyone in the sound of my voice has a, listen to this now, has piles of miracles on the inside of you. Everyone in the sound of my voice, you have piles, not one pile, piles of miracles on the inside of you. Isn't that something? You must know how to live in the favor system of God. God got a favor system. He wants you to live in. You heard that? I got a right to live in the favor system of God. Favor is grace, you know.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. Knowing how to yield a grace, filling every space in your life. Constantly being baptized with favor.
Wow.
I'm going to give it back to you. I want you to get it. Wow. Knowing how to yield a grace, filling every space in your life. Constantly being baptized with favor. Coming to know how to always walk in the favor zone of God. These are prophetic words God gave me, you see, that I'm walking in the favor zone. And this was what I was supposed to say at the first, at the beginning. But I wrote it down at the end. So let me conclude with this. When I first got up here, what happened? I will be ministering to everyone today. There's knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and strong anointing that will be released today. Go back over, that's right, amen. Go back over that, because what we released was knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and strong anointing. You got it, Mom.